Well, we're at a University of Nebraska Extension glyphosate-resistant Palmer Amaranth Field Day here near Carlton, Nebraska, in south central Nebraska. And we're going to talk with Amit Jala, who is Extension Weed Management Specialist at UNL. Amit, you're in charge of the event here. You said you've been doing this for, what, 6-7 years?
Yeah, we have been conducting extension field days for the last 6 years on different weed species. For example, in the last couple years, we were focusing on how to manage atrazine and SPPD inhibitor-resistant Palmer Amaranth. That site was also about 10 miles away from this site. We are here near to Carlton, Nebraska, in south-central part of the state.
Well, this year, the big focus on glyphosate-resistant Palmer Amaranth, as we said, and you had a big crowd here. I guess that's indicative of the growing concern about this?
Yes, Palmer Amaranth is a growing threat for our corn and soybean production in the state of Nebraska, particularly in eastern as well as in the west central part of the state. We are seeing a lot more Palmer compared with what it used to be before 3-4 years.
And how widespread is it? Pretty much southern Nebraska, but I mean, is it moving north every year?
Yes, we have confirmed Palmer Amaranth is almost everywhere in every county of Nebraska, but if you compared with common water hemp, probably the occurrence of common water hemp is more than Palmer Amaranth. A survey we conducted last year, which was responded by about 500 growers and crop consultants, and they rated Palmer Amaranth as number 6 most problematic weed to control. That doesn't mean it is easy to control, but for example, if we see the data of some survey work before 10 years, Palmer was not even in the top list of top 10 weed species. So now it's already at top 6, at least it now at number 6, and I'm sure if we will not do good job on controlling Palmer Amaranth, then it may be a number 1 most difficult to control in next 4-5 years.
So as far as control goes, and we heard from Dr. Aaron Hager here from the University of Illinois, but it's a tough one to beat if it takes control of a field.
Yeah, it's difficult to control weed, and number of factors are playing a role over there because, number one, Palmer Amaranth has a very long emergence period. For example, in Nebraska condition, we are seeing new Palmer Amaranth emergence starting from May, and it keeps going until the end of August. So a very long emergence window of new Palmer Amaranth emergence is a problem, and that's why it can easily escape our control techniques throughout the growing season.
Let's talk about dicamba a little bit. And is it effective, has been effective in helping with this problem?
Yes, we have a project about controlling glyphosate-resistant Palmer Amaranth in dicamba-resistant soybean, and we have seen good results. But again, our message is still, even in extant soybean, you have to use a pre-emergence herbicide with multiple effective site mode of action. And then you will see a good advantage of applying dicamba post-emergence because we don't want to rely too much on dicamba for controlling Palmer Amaranth because otherwise we are selecting more pressure on Palmer Amaranth and some other broadleaf wheat species, and we may end up with having a Palmer Amaranth or some other broadleaf wheat species that will be resistant to dicamba. So yeah, we are seeing a good control for now, but only when we have pre-emergence herbicide was followed by a single application of dicamba